Thank you for calling customer support. It's Colin speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, I kind of have a question. I received an email saying I was an Amazon third place winner or whatever, had a chance to win the Rise watch. Could select,
yes,
you know,
ma'am.
If I picked it. Okay, well, I picked it. And it says terms of rules and agreement. So the beginning of it looked the same as any other one, arbitration rights, da-da-da. What is the $69 thing through the shipping company? I'm a little lost on that.
So that means it's the end of trial charge. That means once after the 14 days ends, you'd have to pay for the product.
Okay, so since I ordered it, what if I want to cancel it and I did this 3 minutes ago?
Okay, can I get your zip code to access your account?
53913. Because from what I read, I thought you just paid for shipping and handling and you got the watch.
Yes, and then your first and last name?
Sherry.
I'm sorry, you said Sherry?
Yeah, Sherry. Sherry. Sherri. Matuzak.
Okay. I'm not seeing your account. And you said the zip code is 53913?
Yep.
Okay, I do see it now. And could you verify your shipping address?
1615 East Street, Baraboo, Wisconsin.
Yes, ma'am. So, yes, so once the 14-day trial ends, you would have to pay for this fitness watch, which is $59.97.
But, okay, so it's, let's say the it was $17 because I did the earbuds. Okay? So let's say it ships here, and then it says within 14 days you have to stop your account. And then
yes, ma'am. So
it.
If you don't like it, yes, ma'am. So if you don't like it, within that 14 days, you could just send it back.
Okay, can I cancel that before it even ships?
Yes, ma'am. So what I can do is offer a 50% discount on that charge, that $59.97 charge.
Well, okay, then you're still confusing me then. It was a free watch if you pick it. I picked it out of the box. It says you just have to pay for shipping and handling. So I paid to ship, you know, put it in for shipping and handling. Now, the $69.90-something or whatever is a reoccurring charge every day or every month.
No, that's incorrect. You're paying shipping and handling for a 14-day trial. So right now you're paying shipping and handling to try this product for free for only 14 days. That's the definition of a 14-day trial. After the 14-day trial, if you don't send it back or to cancel and the 14-day trial ends, you'd have to pay for the product, which is $59.97. That's the full price. You're not paying anything right now. But if you want to pay it and keep it, you can get a discount on it to make a cheaper price.
But it's not going to – because when I was looking under the terms of agreement, it said – and I can't get back there now because I went backwards on my tablet. But it said a reoccurring charge of 69-something every 30 days.
No, you're not going to pay $59 every month for one product that you're only going to receive one time.
Okay, because it made it sound like the way it reads is that you're going to get a different product every month and you're going to pay $69.97 or whatever for each of the products coming every month.
Right, so no, not with our
under
company.
Under the terms.
No, ma'am, not with our company.
Okay, so give it to me how this works. I'd just like to hear it from you. Tell me how this, because what I read is something different than what you're telling.
Okay, so you're just paying $59.97 if you want to keep it. That would be the only charge. No extra charges, no future charges. This would be the only charge.
Plus my ship, plus the $17 I just.
Yes, right now I see that you ordered the earbuds. I just see that you got the fitness watch. So the earbud charge may have not went through just yet, but it may go through in the next 5 minutes.
Okay, yeah, because I know what I purchased. But then, because I looked at the terms of service up until it says the 14-day trial part, because all the rest of it seemed like it was basic, any term of agreement. But then it got a little confusing, and I was kind of like, wait a minute, why am I, because it says promotional products shipped every month. So every month there's a reoccurring charge of $69.97 or something to that extent for the product you're being sent. And I wish I could get back there, and I can't.
Right. So, yes, that may be incorrect. I may have to let my boss know about that, but that's wrong inside the terms and conditions. That's not true.
Okay. So, hey, I think I can actually get back here. Here we go. I just didn't want you to think that I was, like, pulling your leg or anything. You didn't want to take another phone call right now anyways. So. All right. Terms and conditions. Reoccurring shipping program. Unless you cancel at least one business day before the end of the trial period or subscription term, our reoccurring shipping program will ship you a fresh 30-day supply of the product 2 days after you place your trial order and approximately every 30 days thereafter. You may cancel your enrollment in the reoccurring shipping program at least one business day before the expiration of the trial period or subscription term by contacting customer care.
Yes, so that may be a typo. I would have to let my boss know about that, that that's still inside the terms and conditions, but that's actually wrong. But we sell different products other than the fitness watch, so that may be why we sell other things.
Because that was the reoccurring shipping one. I should have read you the little paragraph for it. Under trial
yes.
offer, which is the 14-day. 14-day trial offer for product includes enrollment in a reoccurring shipping program, which that to me says, because I'm doing this watch thing, I now entered myself in a reoccurring enrollment thing. And it says, you got to contact us within one business day before the 14-day trial period ends. Make arrangements to return the trial supply to avoid paying for the trial supply and continuing in our reoccurring shipping program. See, there again, it says reoccurring. See customer service contact information below. If you do not contact customer service to cancel at least one business day before the end of your 14-day trial period, we will charge $69.97, which includes shipping and handling, the day after the trial period ends, to the card you provided at the checkout, and you will continue with the reoccurring shipping program approximately every 30 days after the trial period. We will automatically charge $69.97 to that card. So that says every month, $69.97 is going to come out of my credit card.
Right. So, yes, I would have to.
I just wanted to win a free wash and pay whatever and pay for shipping and handling. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So, yes, I do think for, like, pointing that out, I would actually have to let my boss know to, they would have to change that information because that's actually incorrect. We don't charge you every month for one product that you're going to receive one time. We're not going to continuously charge you $59, and you've only received the product once. That's bizarre.
So I want the watch, and I paid my shipping and handling. So if in 14 days, if let's say I don't want the watch, I
you
get a hold of
back.
You. You guys send me my return label, whatever. I pay for shipping and handling back to you, and then that's it.
Yes, that is correct.
But if I want to keep the watch, what happens?
You would have to pay the $59.97.
Okay. And you were just saying something about getting it cheaper?
Yes, I can now 50% it.
Now that I know it's not going to cost me $70 every time I open up my credit card, well, now I might want this. I still have a flip phone. I'm not a real techie person.
Mm-hmm.
But for $5.97 or whatever for shipping and handling, I'll give something a whirl.
Yes, so with the 50% discount, I could put on that $59.97. So it wouldn't be $59.97. It'll be $29.98.
Would you do that for me? Could you do
that? Yes, I can.
Oh, that'd be cool. I'd really like to try one of these.
All right. Well, just give me 1 second so I can put it in for you. Okay, so I'll put the 50% discount in for you. So the next time you will be charged, it'll be the $29.98.
So, and that's fine. So do you think that this trial offer, you know, with the $69.97, that this is just like a generic terms and condition and applies to, like, almost anything you guys sell?
Yes, that's what I think it is. Right, that's what I think it is, because we sell different things.
That would deter me from wanting to even try a product.
Right, right. So we have different products. So our terms and conditions, it pretty much looks like it applies for everything, and that's untrue. Some things inside of our terms and conditions may apply to this one, but it may not apply to the next one.
Okay. Because I was like, when I read the first one, I was like, what, they're going to send me a new watch every month, you know? I was like, are they that bad that it's not going to last the first month? Because it said they'd send you a new product, but that might be for a different product that you sell. Like, let's say you get a package of pills, some super vitamins. Every month you'd get your super vitamin, as an example.
Right. Right.
Okay. Okay, well, then I'm a little bit calmer. Then we're all right.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can...
As long as in April I don't see, or May I see a $69.97, I should get your name and extension. No, I'm just kidding. Colin, you told me on the phone. Okay, I feel a little better now.
Yes, ma'am. Well, is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, I thank you for taking the time to listen to me rant.
You're welcome, ma'am. Well, I do thank you for calling customer support. Hope you have a great day and stay safe.
And you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.